This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Our first text of the day that I saw from the 214. I wouldn't take Kevin's food recommendations unless I'm trying to get my 7-year-old to eat.
That's a fact.
Okay. But my response, normally I 100% agree with you. But the Reading Terminal Market is amazing. If you're ever up in Philly, seriously, you could have so many different meals there. And it's not Kevin food where you're like, oh, look at this simplistic food. I even saw some of the fancier food. Now, did I dumb it down for my palate? Yes, I did. But it's amazing. If you ever get the chance to go there, it is badass. You've got me, palateless Kevin Hagland. You've got, oh man, Corey Majors. And for the first time in a week, the return of famous Alec Medford. Woo! Did you realize it's been a week since you've been on this show?
Yeah, and it feels like I'm having to relearn everything again. Like, It's amazing how even just a week away can feel like a month. So, yeah, I'm trying to learn what buttons do again and how my voice works.
Buttons usually secure your shirt onto the body.
That's right.
Yeah, if you're fancy. Oh, what?
I'm not.
Why is it that riding a bicycle became the go-to for things are easy to remember how to do
I think
again?
Once you learn how to ride a bike, you never have to relearn how to ride a bike.
Okay.
I mean, unless you have amnesia, which how many people have you ever known? Like, you know how they always say quicksand was something that you like feared as a child? I feared amnesia so much because I was like, if I hit my head, I'm not going to remember my family for the rest of their lives. And I might not even remember anything.
Yeah.
But riding a bike, it just seems like that's the natural thing. Once you get it, it's done. By the way, Kevin, on the YouTube, I thought that we had Paul Skeens in the YouTube. It's a different name. It is Paul, but it's like Shreves. But it looked like Skeens, and I was like, oh my gosh, Paul Skeens loves the show.
Okay.
But I like that Paul more, this Paul more.
All right. Now,
YouTube Paul.
Let's get right into Cowboys questions that matter. One day before kickoff. Ooh, I am excited. All right, I'm going to start with this. Do you have anywhere near the same level of confidence in Javonte Williams as Shoddy does? Now, Shoddy was asked during the presser yesterday if the Cowboys are confident in Javonte's ability to be the lead guy against the Eagles and presumably beyond. He said, I have no questions about it. I appreciate his confidence. I have some questions about it. So my question to y'all is, do you have anywhere near that same level of confidence in Javonte Williams that Shoddy does?
There's a good piece on the Morning News about Javonte Williams and his valedictorian era in life.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I think I'm oddly at ease with him at the position because I have watched him for a while. I've been very adamant about the same thing. If he can make a cut, he's going to be pretty good.
Sure.
Because he could get to the line of scrimmage up in Denver. That was the thing. He could get there, but it was the next phase, the next level. So I'm oddly at ease, but the other thing is I don't know what to expect.
Right.
So that's another reason I'm not stressing myself out, because if I stress myself out more right now, Kevin, it's just going to stress me out too much. And then I'm stressed. What if things turn out fine? I stress for no reason.
Okay.
And I don't want to do that to myself, because what do they always say? Don't die twice, right?
Mm.
Don't stress about dying and then also die or something like that. Don't experience that thing two times. So I'll just say, you know what? I'm at ease. I think it's going to be good. I'm hopeful. And I think there's going to be a good plan for him to have success.
All right, Alex, same question for you. Bonus question. Was that picture of Ryan Day clearly with a nipple ring photoshopped? So those are my two questions.
So that was Ryan Day's head on Alex's body?
All right.
I'm just going off what I've been told. Mm. I've never seen you shirtless.
Yeah, you could take your shirt off right now.
I could.
Prove it to everybody.
Mm. And Carter's not here, so I got rain of the fan cam, too.
Oh!
I'm
going to
put on a show today.
All right, confidence level.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
In Javonte Williams.
I'm going to say I'm erring to the side of Corey Majors here. I think I'm going to be confident until proven otherwise. I do think that he's going to have a path to succeed, and I think it's because of the scheme that they're going to run. We've talked about it a little bit throughout camp, is that I do think they're going to give different looks. I do think that they are going to have different kinds of packages that are going to allow different players to thrive in different situations, mixing that play-action game. I think everything's going to look better, and it's going to look a lot better if Tyler Guyton's playing and if he's healthy. So I do think that he's going to succeed. I do think that it's going to look good early on. I do like that they have options, though, that they can pivot should it not look good. But every now and then it is kind of fun to look at those highlight reels of pre-ACL Javonte Williams,
yeah,
and you're like,
good,
that was actually a pretty good running back. So if he does even feel 85% normal, I do think he's going to be pretty good.
Next question for you. Of all the players that you thought would get or needed a contract extension, how high on the list was Hunter Lipke?
Second, right after Bland, obviously.
You're such a liar.
Is it that dramatic of amount of money?
It seems like a lot. 2 years up to $7.5 million.
Next.
That would be more than any of your other running backs are getting.
Next question. Jerry Jones said that the money saved would be five to six players. Is this one of them? Is that what he's saying? Is like all we're just, I told you yesterday, we discussed this, Alec, yesterday. Oh yeah. No, we signed free agents, our own. We signed our own guys. Mm-hmm. We made sure we took care of them. Is this what the money is going? They're just going to filter it back into the room.
Look,
and then be like, we still can't add anything, guys. We're having to pay our own players.
You know, the argument that I'm going to make is you had been capable to make both of these deals, even if you would have signed Micah. And look, I haven't seen the guaranteed money yet, so maybe it's not really that big of a deal. But this goes back to our interview with Shadi at training camp. They seem to have really big ideas of what he can be.
And if they use him, then this money's well spent. Like if they just go, well, we paid the guy and he's on the team because of vibes, like that's a problem. But if he shows up and they say, you know what, we're passing to him out of the backfield. He's definitely more than just a lead blocker for our running back in I formation. You know, those kinds of things, if they use him correctly, because there are ways to use a fullback that can still be effective in this game. If they use him correctly, the money's well spent.
Right there with Corey, because I need to see what's going to happen at this point, because I expected a lot more from him under McCarthy, because McCarthy kind of said all the same things too, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Where it was like, this is a dude, this is
important.
A guy, you might see him line up in line as a tight end, like, we can use him in multiple spots and different ways, and he can block his ass off. If he can do all those things, yeah, bring the fullback back. I think in 2025, why not? Start a trend. Be the one team that sticks out for the right reason for once. That would be pretty cool.
Man, I would love that if your offensive line became all the more terrifying, because you're like, well, yeah, but Lipke is going to set that block for you too if for some reason the line doesn't get it.
Yeah, once that hole opens up, Lipke opens it up even more. And now any of those running backs can run behind Lipke.
All right, fingers crossed. I'm hoping for the best. All right, my next question for you all. Will Dak Prescott start all 17 games this season? If not, how many will he start?
16.
Okay.
Because they don't even need to play in the last game this year, Kevin.
I will tell you this. If he starts 16, for whatever reason, that feels like a big, giant win for the Cowboys this season, right?
Yes. I'm sorry, from the 817. I feel like the Cowboys are using Gronk to decide how to contract negotiate.
Oh.
Go to Twitter and just be like, Gronk, how do I do this?
Why don't you give your fullback $7.5 million?
The whole key for Dak's health is to ensure that he doesn't have to get out of the pocket too frequently. All right. And when Dak needs to run, I don't need you to run for a touchdown, buddy. I just need you to run to safety. And that's really all I've ever asked of him, is just please run to safety and let the next play pick up. So if they can protect him using play action, as Schlereth was discussing, you do different things, and Alec was just talking about this too, do different things so the offensive line can be multiple as well and keep the defensive line and the pass rush off guard. If they do all those things, then Dak can stay healthy in this game. So I don't force him to run too much. Teams are going to try, but the play caller has to do things that balance that out.
Alec, what say you?
I'd say, again, Corey's pretty good at this football
Whoa!
Stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. No, I'm right there with Corey. If we can see that, if we can see some proof of it, then I'm okay with it. But yeah, I think I'm right there with Corey, and I'm right there with Bobby Belt messing with the fan cam behind me too.
You got what, 11, 12? Is that where you feel on these games for him this year?
I think maybe 12 or 13.
We're not at a tiring phase yet where we just like 13 is the number, no matter what. But that it does feel like, hey, things have happened in the past that put us in that mentality that he might be missing games. Hopefully the Cowboys can do a better job of protecting him up front.
By the way, it looks like 2 years, up to $7.5 million for Hunter Lipke with $5 million guaranteed. That amount of guaranteed money is twice as much as every other running back, including Phil Maffa, on this team has in guaranteed money combined.
He's the most important running back in that room then, Kevin, obviously.
I guess so.
That's why he needs to be used more.
Have you? Huh. Okay. Well, I might have missed that all the times you said it. All right, my next Cowboys question for you, and I'm excited about this one, and I don't know how this leads to statistical victories and everything, but Sam Williams had talked about Matt Eberflus's defense, and he said it's violent. The main point of emphasis on his defense is to be violent, and Sam Williams said, I feel like I'm pretty good at that. So, are the Cowboys going to have a violent defense, and what does that actually look like?
I think they will be violent. They have some guys that play that style, and Sam Williams is definitely one of them. Like that's a fact. Now, the
is Leofau another one of those?
Yep, he is too. I think if you watch Kenny Clark play, if you've gone back and watched any of Kenny Clark, he plays with a violent mentality, and I like it. As Raku has some work to do to grow into the NFL, so I'm going to be patient on him. I've seen Fowler play violently at times in Dan Quinn's defense.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Donovan Wilson plays violent football.
Donovan Wilson might be the poster child
and he's a captain.
Violent football.
And he's a captain on this team, so he's going to be the one that kind of spearheads that. And so defensively, I do think that exists. It's a mentality more than anything else. The idea of violence. Like, you can be smart, you can be there, you can be fast, but the violent part of it is I'm not thinking of anything else other than pushing the ball out of your hands if I can. As I tackle you to the ground, maybe even through the ground. Hopefully that's the case with this defense, because it sets up for that. It sets up to play fast, physical in the front line, and in your linebackers to be strong. The one thing about violence with Sam Williams that I'm concerned about, because I know he can do it. He's a physical freak.
He is. Or injury.
Can he keep himself from doing that extra shove right after the ball has been thrown? You know, that extra little thing. You want to be, Max Crosby's always in Patrick Mahomes' head. Like we see that Max Crosby, he's always touching him. I'm just a little tap here and there just to let you know I'm around. You want those things because that creates the doubt, but you don't want the the penalty. You don't want the flag to come out afterwards.
Alec, will the Cowboys have a violent defense, and what does that look like to you?
I think they will, but I think it's going to look super inconsistent, and I hate to take the low-hanging fruit and point at Sam Williams, but if you're going to be violent, it's going to come at a cost sometimes. And I can throw Donovan Wilson in there at the same time, just not in terms of penalties, but, you know, maybe a big swing and a miss here and there.
Yeah.
When you're talking about a heat-seeking missile, sometimes he is so laser-focused and tunnel-visioned on one thing and one thing only that you might not account for the other guy on the other side of the field, and you miss something, which I'm okay with that if, like how Shoddy said with the morning show earlier today, where he was like, if we can get 3 turnovers on defense per game, we think we're winning. You know, if that's happening, then I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a swing and a miss or a dumb penalty from Sam Williams if you're turning the ball over 3 times a game. But with the physicality that these guys have and some of the youth that they just have on defense now, I think that's going to allow for that violent nature that Matt Eberflus' defense usually wants to see. So I think so.
I don't think that's going to happen, but the Cowboys force 3 turnovers per game. Safe to say they're
undefeated.
Okay. I was going to say at least double digits, but I like that.
You 3 turnovers a game. You're undefeated.
That
baby
would actually be pretty incredible. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, let's keep some of those questions rolling as we talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105 through the Fan. KNC masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're going to talk with Mickey Spagnola in just a minute, but one of the big stories that's resonating today in the non-football world is Pablo Torre, who is out to investigate any wrongdoing in the sports world and actually getting a whole lot of it, says that Kawhi Leonard signed a $28 million endorsement for a no-show job that he believes, a lot of other people seem to believe, has circumvented the NBA salary cap. I also believe that. And the Clippers owner has said there is no assertion of wrongdoing, and the team can prove that it is all provably false. We'll see what that proof is. Right now, courtesy of Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford is the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In Texas, it is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. Have you ever been so good at a job that they've paid you just not to show up?
I do not believe so.
That's a shame. Me neither. That's been one of my goals in life is to be so good or so bad at something. They're like, we will pay you
not to come.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Jimmy Johnson got $2 million to go away. So
because he won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's probably the
one. Herschel Walker got a $2 million clothing allotment to move from Dallas to Minnesota because he had to buy a winter coat.
Oh, well, that is the going rate for good coats nowadays, or I guess back then. Now, speaking of money, have you seen 2 years up to $7.5 million extension for Hunter Lipke with a $5 million guarantee? Your thoughts? And this seems to fall in line with Brian Schottenheimer seems to love Hunter Lipke.
Oh, he does. And if, you know, the more we watched in training camp, the more we saw all the different ways that they want to use him, not just as a fullback, sometimes an H-back, sometimes an offset tight end, and sometimes in their nickel offense as the one back. And I think I've said before, not just there to protect the quarterback on a pass rush, but to actually run the ball or go out in pass patterns. So, yeah, he's the proverbial Swiss Army knife and a guy that you like to have on the team. Pretty good blocker, too, by the way, if he's just playing a fullback position. So good for him to another guy that makes the team as an undrafted free agent to get guaranteed $5 million. I guarantee you that's huge for that guy at that position.
How bizarre is it that that guarantee, and I realize it's split over multiple years, is more than twice as much as the entire rest of the running back room, including Phil Maffa combined?
I think it's maybe close. Remember, Javonte Williams has got a $3.5 million cap hit.
No, that's true. But I'm just saying, in terms of guaranteed money, he only got $1 million to sign guaranteed.
Oh, you mean guaranteed?
Yeah, that's wild.
Counting against the cap.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Over 2 years. Now he got guaranteed $2 million, right?
Right.
For 1 year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's ability to spend some of the part of the trade didn't include the amount of cap space the Cowboys opened up.
Sure.
Not only this year, but for what, five straight years of, you know, $40 million. So, they're starting to spend wisely, it would seem.
Mickey, let's look ahead to Philadelphia tomorrow night. What about this team has changed from last year that the Cowboys might be able to take advantage of?
Well, I don't know, take advantage, but I don't think it's entirely the same defense. I see where, you know, they've got their corner, Quinion Mitchell, but they're trying to figure out who's the other cornerback now. So they've got some choices there. I've seen that it looked like it was coming down to between Ja'Cory Bennett and Adoree Jackson. So that'll be interesting to see how they fill that spot. But chances are, you know, you go man on one side and you can help double team with the other side. But how much do you want to just single cover either Pickens or Lamb? So that's something the Cowboys are going to have to be able to decipher on how they line up, motion, things like that, to see if they're in man or who's in a double team zone type coverage. So I think that somewhat changes the offensive lines a little bit different. A couple spots are young. But other than that, the main guys are the main guys, right? So I think the big change, and it's not the Eagles change, but this time, unlike last year when they played the Cowboys both times, they're going to have to deal with Dak Prescott.
Yeah, yeah, that is a different factor this time. Is it kind of rude of the NFL to shove the defensive tackles from the Eagles right into Booker's face for his first game in the NFL?
As Brian Schottenheimer said, what better way to start? You find out where you're at, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess he might have played, you know, not against a Jalen Carter in college. I don't think they met Alabama, Georgia, but I'm sure he's played some big, pretty good defensive tackles in his day. So, yeah, now he's going to play one of the best. And, you know, you'll see how they're handling the blocking schemes, right? Are they going to will the Eagles try to take up the center so he can't help out with the guard on to his right with Booker? Or are they going to just send him out there and go, okay, big boy, this is why we drafted you. Have at it, right? Mm-hmm. That'll be a very interesting matchup to see how he does. And look, he's not going to be perfect. If he's out there for 60 snaps, Carter's going to beat him. He beats a lot of people, right? No matter who you are. Mm-hmm. And now he's got a raw rookie in front of him. So, yeah, the TV screen should have, like, before the snap, a circle right there on that matchup each time.
I agree.
Now, Mickey, are you about to have a column coming out talking about how either, A, people forgot about how good Dak was, or flavors of the month in the NFL?
I just sent it in, so I'm not sure when they post it. But, yeah, and one of the key things, if I can tease, is, you know, my point was, when you see these top rankings of quarterbacks or top 100s, Dak's not very high.
Right.
And I asked him about it, and he said, funny you should ask. He goes, because when I did the meeting the day before with the NBC crew that were in town, College Work, Tirico, and they have their pre-game meetings with the players, he said, they pointed that out to me. He said, do you think that with all these rankings, and he goes, and I don't know that we've seen them or if you've seen them, but we understand you're not being thought of very highly. He said, do you think people forgot about the 2023 season? And Dak was like, to me, he said, well, you know, it's all about the new shiny car. And again, it's what have you done for me lately?
Right.
And the one thing I noticed in that NFL.com poll of players, top 100, there's 16 quarterbacks listed in the top 100, and Dak among those quarterbacks came in 15th.
Ooh. Did they not know that he finished second in the MVP?
Well, that was the question the NBC crew asked Dak, right? And he was humble and, you know, upright about it and saying, well, you know, I know I didn't play that well or that much last year. And again, it's what have you done for me lately? So, yeah, and my point is, this is a huge lift for this team. Whatever all the, you know, and they've got their warts and they got their things that they're going to have to overcome. But getting beat 75-13 last year in two games by the Eagles is not indicative of where maybe the quarterback play can be or will be. And I think you have to remember the last time Dak played the Eagles, it was in December of 2023, and the Cowboys won 33-13.
Okay, I want to ask you about that. And by the way, today is the day for contract extensions, as the Mavericks have just reached a four-year, $90 million extension with PJ Washington. We will circle back around to that. This is something that we've talked about quite a bit, and I can wrap my head around how previous performances do not necessarily impact your, you know, future opportunities. But I keep going back to Dak is 33-8 in the division since he came into the NFL. That's amazing. It's second behind only Patrick Mahomes. And I realize, Mick, that those are past teams and past opponents, but considering how many times you play your divisional opponents and how much carryover there can be, is that a number that matters to you? Or is that like, hey, that's a neat stat, but this is a new year and it is irrelevant?
I think it's a good indicator of what can be, right?
Okay.
Because I think there's assumption that Dak's over the hill. He, you know, can't do this, can't do that. Well, all I can go on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And is what I see in training camp, right? And he was awfully good. You know, and I think, and stop me if I've said this before, you know, we did a poll of our guys and our staff on the top 10 players in training camp, and I think Dak ended up either one or two on most of the ballots as the top or second top player in camp. And if he wasn't the top, guess who the top player was?
CD?
Micah.
CD Lamb.
Oh, okay.
Well, how did CD Lamb become the top player?
Yeah.
Somebody had to throw him the ball, right?
Joe Milton, obviously.
So that was the level we've seen him practice and play in a scrimmage. Now, I know no one's seen it in the preseason games. Obviously, he did not play. But I thought he was on top of his game. I saw no residual effect of the injury, the surgery, the rehab. And boy, he has worked on doing extra running during practices. Like if he completes a pass and CeeDee Lamb's running 40, 50 yards downfield, Dak's completing the play by running along with him to work on his conditioning and the ability to continue running. So I know they don't want to call a bunch of, you know, run plays for Dak, but if he's got to go, he was going in practices. Now, he knew he wasn't going to get hit. I get it. But I think he was putting in his mind, okay, if I got to run, I got to run. I trust my leg, and let's just go play football.
Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow for game day.
Yes, from Philadelphia, downtown.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that. All right, thanks, Mick. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105 Through the Fan. Now we go over to the Corey News Desk for news.
According to Sham Sharania, Dallas Mavericks forward P.J. Washington has agreed to a four-year, $90 million contract extension, Kevin, with the franchise. Secures a new deal that keeps him here through 29-30 season. Thank you, Lucy. I really appreciate that.
So that's $22.5 million mm-hmm. per year.
Yeah.
Man, good
that's,
for him.
That's interesting because the conversation, I've seen a couple of whispers of, hey, Luca wants a lob partner in PJ Washington. Would that trade happen? Would he go to the Lakers? And I feel like the Mavericks just continually go, no, he's a Maverick. But with Flag here, what's that role? What's that? How do these work together?
I absolutely think those two can play in cooperation with one another. And by the way, I know.
A lot of length, a lot of size on this court, man. I like it.
And we talked yesterday off air quite a bit about that video with PJ Washington. And maybe we can pick that up at some point.
You can do it during C-Block today if you want.
Yeah. If you've ever shared a child with somebody who you're not with anymore, I have lots of thoughts about that whole situation. But yeah, there you go. PJ Washington extension with the Dallas Mavericks. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's baseball time in Texas. So let's talk with Jared Sandler right here on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Right now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. It's baseball time in Texas, almost. So let's talk with Jared Sandler. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, I want to know, and I'm going to kind of steal this from the 469. What do you think about PJ Washington's contract extension, $22.5 million per year, plus $10 million per year from the Mavericks Tree Company, probably. What do you think about that deal?
Yeah, well, we know that Nico Harrison knows all, right? And fortune favors the bold and all these things. So, you know, when Nico does something, the Mavs get Cooper Flagg. Maybe by signing this extension, the Mavs will end up getting, like, the dream team to come and play for them because fortune favors the bold. So that's all I know.
I see no lies in
I'm a big P.J. Washington fan, so I'm excited.
No, this is a good thing. I like P.J. I mean, listen, that's not like a ridiculous – I don't think it's a ridiculous figure. Yeah. You know, I like it. I think he you know, he's fit in really nicely since he's been here. I think the way that, he can, impact the game on both ends is nice. I'd like to say I think he's going to fit in really well with Cooper Flagg. You know, the thing that I look at with this Mavs team that really kind of concerns me is I don't know who the heck's going to shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
other than Clay, I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like. Not necessarily just a catch and shoot. PJ's fine. He had a much better shooting year last year than he did after he came over from Charlotte the year before. But I do worry who's going to shoot the basketball for this team.
I think that is fair. Now, I know everybody after the game said the right thing and everything, but Framber Valdez drilled his catcher on purpose because he was mad that he gave up that home run the pitch before, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so many. First of all, the Astros are covering for Framber. Framber is a known hothead. He's incredibly emotional.
He looks so mad out there, too.
Yeah, there are people in that organization who have had run-ins with him in the past. You could see that Cesar Salazar wanted him to step off. Framber threw a pitch. He didn't locate it well. Grand slam. Suck it, Framber. And then, the way he reacted, usually when a pitcher, like the pitcher-catcher relationship is a unique bond, and the pitcher cares intently about not making life hard on the catcher. And so when Framber drilled Cesar Salazar in the chest and then just kind of turned away, that was all I needed to see. And then Cesar Salazar didn't even go out. You know, whenever there's a mix-up, the catcher's going to go out. He didn't go out. He instead just drilled the ball back at Framber. I mean, 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 = 4 in this. And talking to people who were around, may or may not be affiliated with the Astros, they're kind of in disbelief that Framber is able to get away with this crap. And they, they covered for him. But I guess when you're, as good of a pitcher as he is, then and maybe as volatile as he is, maybe you don't have a choice. But yeah, that was pretty embarrassing.
Potential signs of a meltdown incoming.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'd like to say yes, Corey. I will say he's had, individual meltdowns before, and then he bounces back. I want to say, was it last year when he threw a no hitter or something? Like maybe a start or two before he had like a Fromber meltdown. And then he bounced back just fine. So guys who are hotheads, guys who are emotional roller coasters, they're used to riding that roller coaster, so they can deal with that a little bit better. So I'd like to say it's a meltdown incoming. I'd like to say he's going to crater the rest of the year. Maybe he will, but I guess I can't say that for sure. I will say, though, everyone thinks that being a manager is about writing a lineup card and making pitching changes. Moments like this can really infiltrate and impact a clubhouse, especially when there's a power dynamic with a great player and a guy in Cesar Salazar who's not a great player. And so whether it's Joe Espada or Carlos Correa, someone, and Jose Altuve is not that guy. I know everyone likes to say, oh, he's probably a great leader. That's not Altuve's bag. But that's a problem. The way it gets handled is something that could impact that team if it doesn't get handled properly.
You know, throughout the season, we've talked a lot about how to manage for the Rangers their starting pitchers with, like, potential innings caps and everything like that. But now the cold, hard reality of the bullpen is Milner is right up against his career high. Sean Armstrong's just a few innings away from his career high. Jacob Webb, done. Jacob Latz, done. Like, are we reaching the end of this bullpen in terms of that's why they're kind of turning into a pumpkin a little bit? Or what's to be done there?
Well, you know what's weird is that because these guys have largely stayed healthy, they're in that spot, right?
Right, like, yeah.
You know, if Hobie Milner had some innocuous, I don't know, a hangnail or something and had a missed 2 weeks, you know, like sometimes that does help relievers. But yeah, you're right. I mean, these guys have all been healthy, so their innings counts are high. We talked about this at the beginning of the year, too. You got some pitchers who, you know, maybe you're going to handle a little bit differently than you otherwise would for injury concerns with the young guys and even, you know, with Jacob DeGrom at times. So I guess we'll see. You know, there's some studies that show that this sort of thing is maybe more impactful on relievers the following year. But I don't know how conclusive that stuff is.
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of these guys are here on 1 year deals. So, but yeah, I don't know. That's, you know, Hobie Milner it didn't go so well for him yesterday. But the Rangers are going to need someone to step up, and I'll say, you know, hopefully they get Cole Wynn back here soon. Hopefully in getting Tyler Mahle back, he'll probably start and he probably won't go deep, but it does, maybe push the depth a little bit, you know, on your rotation and your staff, excuse me. And then, you know, hopefully getting Chris Martin back will help, you know, because he is a guy who has missed time. And if he can stay healthy, I mean, he's been really good when he's been healthy. It's just a matter of if he can stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, that'd be big. And then the other thing I'd say is, you know, Danny Coulomb is healthy, you know, from what we understand, but he hasn't pitched in like a week. And, you know, he gave up three runs. I think, what was it? Two home runs against the Angels his last time out. And maybe they were trying to work on some things, but you know, they acquired him to be a son of a gun in their bullpen, and they need him to be that guy.
Last week, Bruce Bochy had told us he thought maybe projections of 3 to 4 innings for Tyler Mahle kind of per start. Does that sound right? Like kind of what you were just getting at?
Yeah, he just threw, was it yesterday or I got my days mixed up, but I know he had a 2-inning rehab assignment. And so the natural progression there would be, you know, to go up an inning and, you know, if he gets 3 good innings, maybe he can pitch a 4th. But yeah, I think between 3 to 4 innings. And whereas with some pitchers, that progression would keep on going 3 to 4 to 5. I don't know that they're going to do that with Tyler Mahle. You know, there's not really a whole lot of time left in the regular season anyway, but
right.
You know, I guess, you know, who's to say that he couldn't get up to 5 innings if he's pitching really well. But I think the Rangers are at least going into this thinking, hey, if we get 3 to 4 innings out of him every 5 days, we feel good about that.
And would you
and,
not?
And also, it's worth noting with the expanded roster, it kind of allows you to take on that sort of a pitcher in your rotation with 28 guys and one extra pitcher compared to with 26 and only 13 pitchers.
Do you think the Rangers will be uncomfortable with throwing Chris Martin back-to-back days?
Well, they had him warming yesterday. I think that's a great question, Kevin. I was wondering that exact same thing. Yesterday before the game, Bruce Bochy said he was available. But, you know, sometimes you're going to say that and it might mean, you know, worst case scenario, emergency situation, something like that. But they did have him warming. And I don't think that given the potential fragility, they would even bother having him warming up if there wasn't a legitimate willingness to pitch him. So he didn't end up pitching back-to-back games. Now, Kevin, I'd ask, you know, I'd be curious. I don't know the degree to which he warmed up. Like, I don't know, did he get white hot, ready to go? Was he just lightly throwing? We had a shot in the bullpen late. He was throwing on the mound. Would they, day game after a night game, would they have him pitch, warm up, and then pitch? You know, I don't know, right? I don't know. You've got Armstrong who's going to be available again today, so maybe you don't need that. But that will be interesting to see whether he, you know, he would be used today. But yeah, it did seem like they were comfortable having him pitch back-to-back games.
Can you explain to me, like, the value of Jacob Latz and how he fits into this whole thing? Because his innings keep going up a little bit, you know, obviously because out of necessity, but, like, I'm pretty impressed with what we've gotten out of him this year.
Yeah, no, me too, Corey. You know, last year, Jacob got off to a good start as a reliever, and then things started to tumble, and it was because of his walks. Mm-hmm. You know, he was walking, you know, more than a batter every other inning. And, you know, at worst, you want to be maybe a batter every three innings, and you'd like to be a little bit better than that. And he wasn't striking out enough guys to justify it. You know, he wasn't even strike. He was just under a strikeout per inning. This year, he's still just under a strikeout per inning, but the walks have improved significantly. It's still an issue, and it was an issue in the sixth inning yesterday. He walked back-to-back batters, maybe at the end of his rope, and, you know, it just kind of that gas tank went from maybe a quarter full to empty really, really quickly. Like, it's, I don't know what that part is in your car that tells you how much gas you have left, but whatever, that maybe that was
the
broken,
gauge?
Right? Maybe whatever. Yeah, that thing. No, but like the sensor that informs the gauge. Like, you know, on your car, you know, there's a device that tells the thing to move, right? Like,
no, I got you.
I don't know cars. No,
he knows baseball, but, all right?
Yeah. I never claimed to be smart. But Corey, yeah, I think what's valuable about Jacob is that he is able to pitch in different roles. Now, what I'm curious about next year or this offseason, is he going to go into the offseason with the instruction, hey, you're going to start for us next year? Because Leiter, Rocker, DeGrom, Eovaldi, those are your four guys. Who's your fifth? Now, you probably sign a guy or two. Cody Bradford won't be ready until the middle of the year at earliest. Hmm. And, you know, with DeGrom and Eovaldi, you know, maybe you get – I mean, listen, DeGrom's made every start other than the one, right? He's had a great year from, like, a health and availability standpoint. I don't have any reason to believe that's going to change next year. I really don't. But you still might want to be a little cautious with Eovaldi. I think, you know, you think about, hey, if we get 130, 140 innings out of him, that's great. Well, maybe you go into the next offseason, Jacob Latz, and maybe you need a guy like Jose Cornell to be a, you know, a factor for you in the rotation beyond whatever external additions you make. So, you know, I'd be curious, but he has shown the ability to do that. He's taken big steps in that capacity this year, and maybe adding a third pitch that he can really rely on will help him get through an order for a third time.
Thank you very much. As always, good sir. We look forward to hearing from you.
All right, thanks, guys.
There you go. Texas Rangers broadcaster Jared Sandler right here on your home of the Rangers and the Cowboys, 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's do a little NFL overreaction or reality on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.